よーし、おはようございます。みなさんる。Right, we're doing a follow-up to my most recent recording ですね。I'm like, Clav, what is this nonsense? I'll tell you what this is, my friends. My friends! So before I went to my family affair, cousin's 70th, or my dad's cousin, not mine, your 7-year-old cousin when you're 30, leaves many questions. It was good. It was really nice. Now, notes and feedback. Getting off Long Island on the weekend sucks. Yes, now I do remember what I didn't like. So, we have 2 points of data for you. So, my parents left at 10. I left at 10:30. Going to Pennsylvania. And we both had traffic. They went the southern state into Belt, Verrazano. I went basically getting to 95, going up and around to, I think it was the GW. And yeah, that was pretty, it was traffic either way. Maybe it wasn't GW, but it was like definitely a bridge, and then I got to the turnpike, and it was, yeah. But once you got off Long Island, same my parents confirmed, or, you know, out of Staten Island, right, that showed that New York City area, it was pretty good. Like, honestly, the drive, this is definitely a drive I would, if people come to visit, I'm going to, garbage truck, the little things that just, like, tilt you. If people visit, the drive going down and seeing the city on your left. So, trying to get the right. So, I used to go to Secaucus for... Oh, my God, what the fuck? This truck is... I swear, is truck drivers going to be the, like, most unpredictable... as a group of drivers. And not to say that, like, truck drivers are inherently bad. The behaviors I witness from truck drivers are consistently. Oof, just like broski. I think I'm a pretty defensive driver, because, like, you know, people are just gonna do their thing, and I don't want to get in an accident. So, as Auntie Mel likes to say, let them. And let me. So, yeah, that drive to, like, where you, basically Secaucus, you're close to that mall, that big, cool, famous mall. Like, mall? What mall are you talking about? Like, what are you, Count Dracula now? Yes, I'm Count Dracula. Anywho, yeah, that's actually really good, because you get a really nice view of the city. There is a rest stop named after some famous NFL guy, and I've stopped there. It's definitely a nice, you know, regular rest stop. Oh, bro, it's a bad memory, because that trip was kind of meh. I will chat about that if I get the time to. So, yes, we got to the party. It was a surprise party, so we were all there. got there a little bit before my, I guess I called her my aunt, basically, because that's the, you know, that seems to make the most sense. So we'll just say my aunt's and my dad's cousin, because that's just, yeah. So my aunt. And, yeah, it was cool. She was very surprised. And then they're actually heading to, how do you say, of course, how do you say it? Talking like they're not still English. yeah, they're going to Italy, which is actually a really cool surprise by my uncle. Yeah. So, firstly, to, like, just to recognize his efforts of, like, a surprise party, right? You have to contact everyone, and you have to do it in such a way that, because I think at the end of the day with surprise parties, like, there has to be some inkling. like, I don't think I am the most surprisable. Like, I'm just mostly, like, I just, right, if you're thinking and you're considering all the possibilities of things, it's, you know, but I'll leave this nugget for a future partner to eventually find, if, well, actually, the right partner would listen to all my podcasts, I would find this nugget. So if you're listening, welcome. You found the nugget you're looking for. To surprise me, you know what? Here's what I would want. I got him. It's like a letter to my future self. I want all my friends there, so you'd have to, like, probably go through my phone, find some people, go through my Facebook, find some people, go through my Instagram, find some people. I would appreciate, like, little written things. I think that would be pretty cool for me. So, maybe that's what I'll do. Like, you could surprise me, just do the work, because, like, I'll consider it. So, yes, even to my family, if you're listening to this. But then, right, this is a good note for you, if you want to have surprise parties in your life, too, of, like, what kind of things are... What is the intent of a surprise party? Right, it's a... The intention that the person who's planning it is right, it's set in the basis of love, set in showing appreciation and caring for a person, and, hey, you're there. And, you know, maybe a little bit of family, a little bit of tradition, a little bit of honor, glory, and donuts. And we want to honor that. So, yeah. Now, logistics of surprise party are pretty, it is a thing. Like, you have to make sure you... But, like, honestly, like, you need a venue. Okay. You need things and the supplies. And there you have it. But, yeah, that intention. I think, So, my cousins, quote, the ones who are my age, they did a pretty cool gift for her. It was a... my aunt calls it a podcast, and... I guess it is, you would call it a podcast. So it's basically a recording of all of them talking and going over their favorite stories about my aunt. And my one of the cousins is in broadcasting for sports. So he was able to like isolate their voices, and then like, so they're all chatting on Zoom, and then they have the teacher's Zoom through my other cousin. Then the broadcaster one could mix and match those sounds, so they could then have this audio for my aunt, which is pretty cool. That's and shit, I still have that. There's this book I sent it from my dad to, I still have to order. It's that one where they write a story every week, and write these kind of gifts that are very tangible things of creation. Another cool gift, my actual. I only have two cousins actually. Although I don't know if it was from both of them. So my one cousin got married, and my actual uncle and aunt got back from a cruise that day, and my cousin had the gift. It was a world map, and then you put pins in it for the spots you've been to. I think that's pretty cool. Right, it's just sort of like a proof of like you're doing something. So right, that's another cool kind of gift to give. Now, I myself gave a pretty cool gift. Actually, it was a pretty regular gift for me. I wrote a little note, and then I gave some Japanese, Asian, because I got from a Chinese store, don't tell anyone, of Kit Kats and stuff. Yeah, and there you have it. So it was good. And then, so it was like 1:30 to like 6:30, so like 5 hours. That's reasonable. Everyone was kind of going. Like my one cousin, quotes, their kid had a concert, they left, and the others were kind of just chilling, and then everyone else was going home and stuff. So afterwards, I kind of walked around. There was a park next door. Then I went to the hotel. It was more of a motel. Then, Philly the next day. A little hunter. It's like the arc after Succession War. Because I finished the anime, and there is more to read after. feel like it was good. I did enjoy walking around, getting coffee, kind of like plotting the week, reaching out to people, getting some Pokemans. There was the art museum, which was cool. The Mutter Museum, which was very cool. So my friend, who is a doctor, recommended it, and she went to school in Philly, and also likes coffee. So I, the La Colombe. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Anyways, due to her recommendation, which I think for anyone who is interested in the body in any way, so that I'm including myself in this because, like, I'm studying personal training and I've always been a bit health oriented. Especially doctors who are cutting up people. It was cool kind of seeing, like, these parts on display. Then there were some questions about, like, obtaining of bodies. More curiously, the modern medicine we know is only, like, 200-something years old. The museum was founded in, like, the 1800s. But then you have to think, like, right, the culmination of knowledge in those days was not, like, what it is today. Which, for, like, weird diseases or, like, these, like, rare conditions that are, like, unknown, actually people would have to travel all over because, like, there wasn't a central, like, internet to connect them all. So that, to me, was curious. Or even, like, for procedures or doing stuff and learning. So originally this museum was only for doctors to see and learn, and now it's open to the public. So I think that is interesting. Now, it seems there is some controversy to the museum. I didn't really feel any of those kind of feelings or thoughts. I think there are some people who are, because they had a section on this about how obtaining the body parts. Or they even had a section like, what word should we use for it? And I'm just like, I think it's a little pedantic. Right, for the word. But it was very cool. And there is a little bit of magic in just right, being able to see like these like preserved body parts from years ago and of these conditions and all kinds of stuff. It was a relatively quick thing, because right, you kind of see, you go to the next one, because you can't take any pictures. But yeah, it was just kind of fascinating to me to think that there was a time, like, in, like, the 1800s, which isn't that long ago, where, like, you know, people would die of, like, being amputated, or you didn't have access to stuff, or... I don't know, that to me was, like, very interesting. Like, not really that long ago. Like, Madame Curie, they had a library upstairs with her stuff, and it's like, wow, that wasn't that long ago, and, like, she kind of basically killed herself learning. And, like, back in the day, it's not like everybody knew everybody like we do now, right? There wasn't a way to, like, you just sort of knew a name, right? You could apply this to any, like, industry or whatever, and it's like, well, you know, composers or singers or politicians, you didn't really know what they looked like. So that's just interesting, because, like, right now we're too connected, honestly. We are probably too connected for our own good. Right, our phones, like, it's sort of sci-fi when you see, like, these things with, like Black Mirror or Twilight Zone, just these ideas of, like, us being super connected, or how technology becomes, like, part of us. And I think in a way it kind of, not ruins us. It gives a perspective of, like, what could be. I don't know. I'm not sort of just, like, rolling with this thought. But, like, we're too connected to our phones. Everything is, like, we're too not living in the moment. It's so easy if your phone with infinite distractions. Whereas, like, a long time ago, so the art museum was interesting, just to see, like, a glimpse of the past of, like, what people would draw, and, like, visions
not a lot of vision, but like a quick little like peek into like what things are like, people, how they dress, because that's what they painted. So that was kind of, that was interesting. And museums, I always find, are a good like quick hour kind of affair. Now the game to play at the museum with friends is you find a piece and then you kind of talk about it, why it stood out to you, and then like, you know, it's, or the, you know, first date or something. That's kind of a fun little thingarini. And yeah, Philly was great. It was definitely a nice little like day trip. Ipaku. So ipaku means like one night stay. I'd done that with my senpai in New York City. That was really fun. And doing it in like Philly area was cool too. So driving back, it's like the fuck. Effing Staten Island, Verrazano, Del Parkway, just like, or if it's just like straight driving, like at 60 plus, the whole, oh, that's the whole, like, you know, 45 to 50 and you're kind of just in traffic. But you know, that is what it is. So here we are, another day, another dollar. Good review, I think. You know, setting intention for family stuff. But moving forward, definitely chat with them, like my cousins, and we were trying to plan some new stuff, and kind of see what happens at this point. You know, it's at the end of the day, we all have our own lives, and if we can make time, great. For me, the reality of it being to get to any of this side of the family, I do have to plan my whole day around it, which it's not like we can just be like, cool, let's just do something for a little bit. Like, if we're going to visit them, it's kind of or it's not a day, it's like the whole weekend or 2 days, because, all right, you go the next day. My parents stayed with my aunt and uncle, and then they went home. So, I'm going to minimize that, you know, travel. Because, like, do, like, two-ish hours, like, on the same day, back and forth, oof, that is too much for me. I definitely don't want to do that. That's a hard path. That's even like hour and 40. It's like, ugh. If it was just like straight driving, I think that would, like, I would be more open to that. I could do this time in my life. But kind of see how things go if you leave early. But I think coming back, I don't think there's any way to really get around the traffic. I really don't think. Maybe like middle of the day. But the whole like, like, later, I think you're just too many people are coming back. There's no way to, like, avoid that traffic. Like, unless you're coming, like, super late. But even then, I don't think there's any winning. It's losing less. So, yes, those are my thoughts on, like, sort of, like, part two of my longer chat that I gave on the way there. Most curious was, so, like, my dad's grandma, so my great-grandma, there were cousins from that side of the family. But the interesting thing for that was, like, they were, like, people who haven't been seen in, like, years. So they were saying last time they saw everyone was, like, at my uncle's funeral, which was, like, I don't know, 10 or whatever years. And my aunt and cousins, or my aunt and aunt, my one cousin, are very into always, like, sharing the days of death. My dad likes to call it, like, the matriarchy of, like, you know, the Aunt Adeline, who's, like, from that side, who's, like the last, like, grandma. So this is from my... Aunt Adeline was married to my... it's, like, my dad's actual aunt. It was a sister... Well, sister-in-law to my grandma. My dad's mom. She's, like, the last one. She was there. And so funny how, like, with, like, these family things, there's always the question, as a single guy, it's, like, so, like, who are you dating? When are you dating? I don't think people of that generation could really understand the idea of bettering yourself and how miserable online dating is. Like, I'm not settling for some, you know, okay relationship. I don't want that. I do want, like, a relationship that is fulfilling, like, same values. Kids, you know, kids are... I could definitely see having kids. I'm not attached to, like, I need the kids. about. Kids are pretty, pretty okay. The prerequisite really is that alignment and values with a partner, because you're going to be raising them, and my research shows that the quality of your life is very connected to your partner, and who they are. So I'm not in a rush to find one. I am back on the dating sites, but my mindset is very different this time. I'm just like, hey, whatever we find, great. No rush. We're just going to try things. No attachment to outcome. Like, we're going to have to, like, just accept, okay, we're going to chat with people, like, a little bit, and be like, all right, let's just move this into in person. And if not, okay, then you're not for me. Like, next. Like, and we'll keep doing it until it makes the sense, as the kids say. So, anyways, I'm just at the work. Your 20 minutes of fun with the Klavalinski. Let's see here. We got, let's see, one friend is at the work. Let's see here. I think it'll be a pretty light day. A little more reorganizing. This. Uh-oh. There's a fire somewhere. So anyways, yes, those are my reviews and thoughts of family stuff. Until the next time.